Hey, Michelle debuts her new Southern Peach, and we're not talking about booty in France. Keisha Cole is the newest addition to Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, and T.I.'s side chick versus Tiny Harris. Stay tuned.
Damn. You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
Hold up. I had to catch that beat. Mo bouncing. Get it. Welcome back to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. I'm Ashley Gray. You can follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. Join with me in studio all the way from Ohio, Mr. Robois.
Oh, hey.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey. And then DJ Jesse Jannity.
What's up?
Shout out to this Iggy Azalea, even though there's not a lot of words involved in this song, but we can do to the bounce. I like it because it's catchy, right?
It is. Shout out to Dexter Carr for teaching her how to twerk her booty.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the video.
Her fake butt. You know.
I mean,
speaking of fake butts,
they look better than some of these other ones.
Shout out to K Michelle because this is such a glow up for her. Literally, she partnered with Jack Daniels and she now has a Southern Peach line of liquor.
Get your money, girl.
Get
I support
them
it. Good branding.
Great.
Great liquor.
No shade to all the other reality stars who created their own liquor. This was a good move because you're partnering with like this huge name. And yeah, it's actually making money.
What do you think about K Michelle?
She had like one or two good songs. Like I have a lot of friends who are fans of that one song, but that's all I know from her. Like,
my brother, she had more than
and
one.
And her booty. I mean,
well, yeah, her booty. I'm glad she's off Love & Hip Hop, and I'm happy that she's, you know what I mean, just expanding her brand,
right?
Making that coin.
Do you think you're gonna try it?
Yeah, I love Jack Daniels.
You know, we
although
love
my
the honey.
Yeah, Jack Daniels, honey, that
was good. Honey, Jack Daniels. See, my thing is, I don't like flavor. Yeah,
I'm not a peach person. That's
honey.
My thing because, like, I tried the cinnamon Jack Daniels. But
I don't think a peach Jack Daniels would be any good at all. Actually,
But it's like it's like cooler.
Yeah, that's
so that's a difference.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm not a cooler type of person anymore either. I'd rather just have my like poured over ice, just some regular straight liquor.
And I'm more of a Johnny Walker fan, but, you know, I love to...
We're going to try it. We're going to bounce
some Jack,
in the house.
You know, peach in the house.
We're going to do it.
Speaking of the house, you know, the clan Kardashians, well... love them.
Yeah, I love Kardashians. You don't?
What?
Honey?
What do you love about them?
They're gorgeous. Okay. You gotta start there.
Well, this is what happens when you put a straight man on the show. Okay.
They're gorgeous. I like their, like, empire skills or whatever. They, like, brand themselves to be able to...
So you like Kris Jenner?
Oh, yeah, I like Kris Jenner. Yeah, she's an amazing managing mind.
Well,
you're gonna love her even more because she was like, look, people must be sick and tired of seeing my kids, so we're gonna take them off TV. Yeah. And what we're gonna do is create an animated series for all the kids out there.
It's gonna be like an Adult Swim type situation.
I'm just like, everyone except. What's her name?
Caitlyn Jenner's not on there. No. No, Caitlyn, I'm so sorry, but maybe we'll take Bruce.
Caitlyn will be a great character. Like, and, you know.
Not if it's on, like, some, like. A cartoon Adult Swim shit. I can't even imagine how Caitlyn would be coming out.
Yeah, I'm
coming out the closet, going back into the closet, coming back out, going back in, coming back out.
But that's how the Kardashian show is. You don't know where Bruce is, and Bruce just be coming down like. She's like, Bruce, go up to your room.
I'm not here for it. I do not. I'm over it. But we all know what we predicted last week or a couple of weeks ago that the Kardashians show is going to go off air pretty soon. So I guess this is their replacement to being on TV.
I mean, I heard the ratings are really good still. So I don't know. I just can't. I've never watched I watched a half of the episode where they went to Greece.
I used to watch the Kardashians.
Yeah, you got to watch it. It's a great show. It's they like make fun of their own drama and like promote it.
Yeah, I mean, marketing-wise,
yeah, it's smart, but...
I just have to... I have rid myself from a lot of ratchet shit. And to me, they're like...
But you still like K Michelle?
Well, I like her music. Okay. I don't like when she went on Love & Hip Hop. That's why I'm upset with Keisha Cole right now.
Who is going to... Why are you going to Love & Hip Hop, girl?
Well, girl, because...
That is not a good look. I just feel like Keisha Cole is so above all that is Love & Hip Hop. I mean, they did enough with Ray J.
They did enough with it. Well, at least K. Michelle was someone who went on the show, used it for her advantage, and then left, flipped Michelle, it, and got her own TV show.
No, I get that, but K. Michelle did not have, like, the background that Keisha Cole has going into the show.
True.
It's like, seriously, like, book people like Soulja Boy and Ray J. Not K. Michelle, you can do better than this.
Can she, though? Because, like, let's really think about Keisha Cole. Like, at the end of the day, Keisha was popping, like, early 2000s.
But her voice is incredible. Mm. She just sticks to the music. Mm. I think this is going to be, like, her little boost to get herself back out there.
One season,
which I
bounce
totally
out.
Get.
Mo, bounce off the motherfucking bounce, show.
That song, let me tell y'all. Like, the song is so wet, but it's so catchy at the same time.
Yeah, you repeat anything several times, people won't start listening
to
it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, Nikki. You missed that one, huh?
So, congratulations to Keisha Cole and K. Michelle. Moving right along to...
Actually, I won't go into that one. But, so, I went out this weekend and got fucked up in West Hollywood. And I was at the Abbey, and there was all this conversation that the Abbey is getting its own reality TV show. And apparently, we're going to find out on Tuesday. There's supposed to be a major announcement. And I'm just sitting here like, y'all got Sir next door, pump on the opposite side, and now we're going to get the Abbey? And then, like, one of the guys who was filming for it, I was just like...
Yeah, but the Abbey, I'm here for that, because so much drama, so much tea. You have your gay boys, and you have your straight boys pretending to be gay because it's a smart move. And yeah, I'm here for it. And then you have your girls who work there as well.
Oh, and then you have the poor girls that just go to West Hollywood who don't know what West Hollywood is. And then they're hitting on all the guys, and it's like, girl.
But some of the guys are straight.
Mm. I just went there for brunch today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the vibe there. It's an amazing atmosphere.
Talking you went with like a group of people though, right?
Yeah, it was four of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about the girls there. There was this one nice little waiter in there, or waitress. Pretty good looker. But I don't see why they're having to...
Wait, you guys went
show.
To the Abbey?
Yeah.
No, they left me.
Oh.
So, like, is there... on either side, there's reality shows on both sides?
So, Lisa Vanderpump, she was a housewife of Beverly Hills, so she has a show on VH1 called Vanderpump Rules, and it's basically about the drama that happens in the two restaurants that she has that are on the opposite sides of the Abbey, so it's kind of like this back.
But this is going to be so much better, because you got catty gay guys, come on, who look good, who physically look, they're fit,
I'm
who
interested
want
to
camera
see it.
Time, so it's going to be so much drama, because they're going to be fighting for the spotlight. I'm here for it for one season. I just want to see what's gonna happen.
I'm here for one episode. I want to see it in that first episode, like the if like, because I'm afraid that people are gonna be too like fighting for the camera, and it's like cunty white boys, and I just can't.
Yeah, I hope they get some black people like on the cast, because there's I've never seen
where?
A black. Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? That's why I went right across the street, right on over to Magnum. Like,
well, let me tell you who isn't bothered by this side chick situation, probably because she's used to it. So T.I. Harris isn't bothered by T.I.'s alleged side chick, and her name is Bernice Burgos. I believe I'm saying that right.
Oh, really?
She's a very attractive woman. However,
I need to see what she looked like.
Tiny, you not bothered? Seriously? So this is what...
No, girl.
Really?
T.I. be out here. And T.I. got one ball.
Well, let me tell you what somebody said, and they tweeted at
Bernice,
Major Girl Burgos, Burgos. So Bernice be all over your husband IG. You are a strong woman, Tamika, because I would have bust tipside his head with a bottle of Hennessy. And Major Girl Tiny replied, I ain't losing no sleep over no pass around bitch. Bless him and her too, honey. You losing sleep because you done responded to the dang on tweet. That's some sleep
like,
loss.
Look at her. Like,
she's gorgeous, but it's like, come on, are you T.I.P. coming live from the what? You are a married man.
Yeah,
but
and like I'm more so
this.
Looking at her like, girl, like, why are you fucking him? Why
we
you
already
him?
Know that relationship has been on the rocks.
It's been on the rocks. That
I don't know why they're still together.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, girl, like, he ain't gonna wifey you up.
Probably not.
I'm just... Okay, well, we clearly know what your type is. I'm just like, hey, Mom. You know, here's my girlfriend.
I mean, but you gotta think about it. Everyone does that. Look at Daphne Joy and freaking 50 Cent.
I don't even know who none of these people are.
Well,
and this is the problem today, is that we're taking these people and putting them on fucking pedestals instead of bitches that are actually doing shit out here.
Well, you know who did go ahead and grab some ladies up to rise to her level of... not petty, I won't say petty, but what I really appreciate the fact that Tamar Braxton did shout out the girls of The Real, saying, like, on their Emmy nomination, but I'm like, girl, you've been off the show. You should just not have said anything and let it go. Because for so long, I felt like Tamar felt like she was here, and then the other ladies were here.
Agreed.
And so she finally done pulled them up to her level and said, yes, I'm just really, actually, I don't want to paraphrase when I can just go ahead and read it to you. This is what she posted on her Instagram. Mind you, it was just a picture of her, though. She, it was a picture of Tamar.
To the girl?
To the girl.
For the Emmy note? Was it a picture of her on The Real?
Oh, no. Oh. It's just a picture of her. And she said, I'm so grateful and excited to be nominated for my third Daytime Emmy Award. God is so good, and he shines his light bright on me. Congratulations to the ladies that I share this nomination with. Thank you so much, The Real Daytime.
Oh, so she's still on the show?
No, she's not on the show.
But she's nominated, right?
But she's also nominated?
She's nominated because I think it was for a previous season, because she's not on this upcoming season, so... But it's like,
it's like Nicki Minaj when she just dropped this track yesterday with David Guetta. And it's a dope track. However, the first line in it is her still going in on Remy, and it's like, girl, just stop.
Go to sleep.
Like, you lost the first round.
Eat a candy bar.
You dropped three tracks that are still trending on Billboard. Congratulations.
Fry some chicken.
But like, and you have this cool David Guetta track that you just trashed because you're still talking about Remy.
You gotta assert your dominance in all areas. Like, until the person concedes defeat, like, you have to know that I won.
Do something by yourself.
The thing is, though, they're fighting over two different things. Remy's sitting here like, my bars are better, which they are. Nikki's like, my coin is better, which it is. So it's like, why are you trying to come at her with bars when you don't have them? Mo bounce in the motherfucking house.
Yeah.
Mo bounce in the motherfucking house.
You know what, Iggy? You might be going to something with that. With that, literally, there's five words in that entire song, and you got us. She got us.
And it, honestly, she should have had a little ball at the bottom
just
with
bouncing.
The words. No, that, over the words.
Oh,
Mo,
yeah, yeah.
Like the Disney tracks.
Literally, I feel like a sing-along.
Yeah. Mo bounce in the
mouth.
And it should have just been her booty, like, over every word.
You might be onto something with that right there. I can see that happening.
It's the remix video.
Oh, man. Well, you know, Judge reportedly denied Phaedra and Apollo's divorce. So, you know what? I thought they were already divorced.
Well, here's my thing. So, he thinks that she's trying to, like, bamboozle him out of this divorce. And I'm just like, okay.
You don't have no money.
This ain't
you behind bars. You dusty. Your edges ain't straight. Like, what does she want from you? She already got your kids. She don't want no more. She don't need no more.
But it's like little things that made the judge feel that way. Like, why, if you're a lawyer, Phaedra, why are you sending in documents with misspelled words? Like, if how do you not know how to spell your husband's name? How do you not spell your name? Aiden.
Aiden,
Mommy, I'm done. What
send
are these
the man,
papers
baby.
For again?
Send them in, baby. Just don't ask no questions to me. Literally, I feel like Aiden did that.
Oh, speaking about kids who are with incarcerated fathers, Sesame Street is just dropped this new character named Julia. She's autistic, but they're also dropping one named Alex, and his father is incarcerated. So he's going to be talking about how much he misses his dad.
Wow.
Yep, he'll be talking about how he does.
Trying to reach out to people, like, yeah, making it more relatable.
Kind of a little irritated that he's black, like he looks colored in.
But no, because this is what's so hilarious about that argument. Dude is what, green or
no,
let
he's brown, like a brownish orange.
No, he's not. Girl, I am about to look him up right now. He is not, because that was what was so funny to me. He's red orange with a green nose and blue hair. How, and that's like everyone's stare, like I feel like that's like some inner underlying racism that they're projecting. Like,
that's exactly what I just
black.
Said, bitch.
He is orange with blue hair and a green nose. How do you get black from this because he got a hoodie on?
No, girl, because have you ever paid attention to cartoons and how they color look at Doug. Like, Skeeter, you telling me Skeeter and Doug? Doug was white. White. Skeeter was fucking blue.
But that doesn't mean that he was black.
Girl. Okay, well, get into it. What was Roger? Roger was fucking Mexican, okay? Like...
Yeah, I think they more or less do it with the hair. Based on that picture, it's his hair that makes him look black.
No, his hair is straight. I can see if it was curly or like kinky.
Lucky if I dyed my hair blue.
I think think it was just like, it was hilarious to me just literally reading all of these comments of people going back and forth. Like, upset. Look at
Bert and Ernie. You know what I'm saying? Like, that motherfucker is like, are two old gay white men.
Well, everyone said all of the Teletubby cup, they were Sesame all gay.
Oh, Teletubbies? Look.
That Tinky little baby Winky, song. It was Tinky Winky, though. I was like,
Why are we calling something Tinky Winky on a child show? Like, that's Winky, the world of pedophile. Like, Tinky Winky.
La la. Oh. Yeah, they were all gay.
Wait, but you know what's so funny? Remember Blue's Clues?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
Steve? What were you gonna say?
He's gay, and he was like,
"What? No, he is not."
Yes, he was. He got locked up. You mean the old Blue's Clues guy, the or the new one?
Steve.
Yeah, he's in jail. Google it.
No, he's not. I just watched an interview, bitch. Get the fuck out. And he's like, "Yeah, nobody remembers who I am. I love it." And
I swear, no, I read something a long time ago that dude got locked up just like freaking Pee-wee Herman.
He did an interview because he was like, "People thought I died." He's like, "I'm still here."
He died. Yeah, I'm almost sure he died. Like, that
no,
was
no, I just like, saw an interview with
a new interviewer or whatever.
Well, shout out to freaking Blue's Clues.
You still living, man?
You're
but
still
he said,
alive.
What I brought up was he said, you know, everyone's always like, "Would you ever do like a kids show again?" He's like, "No, I'm old." Like, and he was like, "He's
look
like,
at Mr. Rogers. He was like 85 years
but
old."
But he said he wouldn't want to go back in the element. So what he would like to do is have a grown up version just to see where Blue and that dog and he ended up. I actually think that would be funny for a skit, like if he was like a drunk at home.
Can we do a 5-minute skit?
Old Blue, come on for Saturday Night Live. I would live for that.
Yeah, just a one-time thing.
Thing. Yeah. That's it. Because I'm not here for.
Bitch,
you all
gonna, bitch, you gonna be watching all season of Abby.
Yes, I'm here for. I think it's gonna be good.
What about
I'm
that
just here
Fire
for the
Island
best.
Show?
What Fire Island show?
The other gay show.
I've never heard of it.
Do you know what Fire Island is?
No.
So it's like basically West Hollywood on an island in New York, but it's 10 times bigger and more like fierce.
And what season is it?
It just started.
Oh.
But okay. It's like
what network?
A cunt mess. I think Logo.
Sorry. Thank you guys.
The guys are hot, so if you want to watch porn, there you go. Whatever. Okay. So Snoop Dogg is going to be inducting Tupac into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which this is huge that another hip-hop artist is being inducted into this. And they're going to have a whole bunch of special performances by some of our favorites. I'm assuming it's going to be like Dr. Dre and that whole camp. And it'll be airing April 7th. You here for it?
I mean, yeah, I just feel like this is like long overdue.
Agreed.
Tupac should
well,
have
NWA
been...
just got inducted.
I understand that, but it's kind of like I think they're doing it for the wrong reasons. Like, oh, let's pull some media attention, blah, blah, blah. But I'm happy that it's happening. I just think
it's
long overdue.
It's been a long time coming, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of a long time coming, Jay-Z... Well, actually, I was going to go somewhere else with that, but never mind. Jay-Z is going to be doing a docuseries on Trayvon Martin. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of dope because I think he'll add that little hip-hop aspect to it and get it to the kids that need to be watching this type of content. So
it's nice to see that he's making some sort of outreach towards black youngins, you know. Mm-hmm. Just show that he is not only music but someone who can be an activist for his any cause that relates to the black community.
Agreed. Yeah, cool. And then I know like Beyonce is really close with Trayvon's mom, and actually that's really? Really inspiring. I think that they still kept in touch. It wasn't like a one time thing.
I would
like,
love to know how Beyonce calls people and like did
she
you
just
see
recently FaceTimed someone.
I know, and I was just like, what was that like? How is that like? What does Beyonce say to somebody like?
Hi.
That? And then what? I know that.
How
I know that was
you?
That's the shot that
I
they
feel
got.
Like she sings hi. Everything. Hi.
She sings. I was
how
here.
How are you? How are you feeling? Here. I hope you have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. And then Blue in the background, like that face she always makes, like this bitch still singing.
Mama, why are you talking to that girl? You need to pay attention to me.
Why you got her sound all too urban?
No,
why you gotta be talking?
Bitch, because that's how her facial expression. Bitch, she looks like she should be the fourth sister from the what are the Gross Sisters from Proud Family. Blue looked like she hopped right in with them, like.
Are you saying that just because her name, or because that she makes these faces?
Ooh, the faces. Oh, oh,
and they
gosh.
Wear blue. That's
yeah, they wear blue. They are blue or whatever.
Oh my gosh, that was funny. Well, shout out to freaking Harvey from TMZ, who used his platform for good. He shouted out this because there's so many, well, not, there's a lot of girls missing from the DC area, and it's sparking a lot of public attention because we're like, well, what's going on? Like, I don't understand why this is happening, and there's no, like, white women, where y'all at? Where y'all pink kitten hats at? Where's the uproar? That's why I didn't go to that freaking march in LA, the women's march, because they wasn't marching for me. Like, why are you guys not upset? All these people of color are missing everywhere.
Girl,
you know,
they wasn't upset when bring our girls back. They still gone.
Because it's not relevant to them. It's not benefiting their cause. Mm. You will catch me in a pink kitten hat, but not for, you'll be watching for no white. That was a white women's march that was held nationwide. Anyway, so TMZ highlighted it and brought a lot more social media awareness to it. Shout out to him. Amazing. And then a lot of people are assuming that this is has something to do with human trafficking. Well, a lot of people also think that it has to do with organ trafficking. And if you are skeptical about that, make sure that you do some research about Henrietta Lacks. Now, shout out to Oprah, because she will be starring in a movie produced by HBO as Henrietta Lacks.
Well, there's some drama there, though.
Well, bring it on, because
well,
people...
no, meaning HBO versus HBO and Oprah.
Why? What happened?
Well, apparently, like, there's just some troubles behind the scenes and getting it finished and done and to get it to air, and I wonder why.
I wonder why, too. Maybe Oprah wants to tell the truth and HBO wants to sugarcoat it, because I don't think that Oprah's going to put her name behind anything that's not facts.
Speaking of Oprah and putting her name behind something, shout out to our BHL host, Stacey Ike, for getting her own show on OWN.
And
OWN Tonight.
OWN Tonight. And make sure that you check it out. Congratulations, girl. Hey. And check out our after show, Greenleaf, here on Black Hollywood Live. Let us know what you think. Hashtag BHL reality check.
Boom. Okay, so we saw this thing. It was a clip. Shout out to Mo Green, homie and friend of us here at BHL. Second Wives Club. Look like all the
so
messiest, all the different
types.
I am too, because I like hate wags at this point now. So it's like I need something else.
I'm so here for it.
And this looked just like I want to be friends with these women. Like, they just look so bored. Like, they just spend money on like the stupidest things. Like, but I'm here for it.
That's
first
what you
world
do when you have money. Like, you can be bored and just spend money. That's how you have fun. Like, just go throw money at everything.
And it makes a good reality
show. I want
to know
who these girls are. Like, what? How did you, like, attach yourself to this person, this husband of yours? And were you living in the lap of luxury before you hooked on to this gold mine?
But that's what the tea is going to be. Is gonna some of them probably have, some of them haven't. And so some will probably, like, look down at the others. But at the end of the day, bitch, y'all all second wives.
It doesn't matter because she's still living good like the first one was. Maybe better. I'll be a fifth wife if I need to. Okay, so I was recently listening to an interview on NPR. Dick Van Dyke, he literally got married again at the age of 90 to a 45-year-old woman. He's like, this was like an interview from 2015. But
like, do you think there's like a conversation of like, she's just like, I really need coin. He's like, well, I love you. And if you fuck me for the last 10 years.
He told me, he said that
he told you?
You know how I be into interviews. No, I be into him like, what next? So anyway, he
just
was
sitting there with your tea.
Right.
And your cat like.
How you get up? No, listen, he said that he met her behind the scenes at an award show and just approached her and was like, hi, I'm such and such. And
she was probably one of the like award girls that holds the...
Yeah, I don't know what she was. He didn't go into those details, but he chased her for like a year and then it just happened. But this was his third wife.
89 years old, running after a girl.
But his first two wives died from cancer, and he admitted, he was like, I'm not used to being alone. I'm one of those people who need somebody.
Yeah.
I'm like, Dick, come approach me. Because I would have been like, so when are we getting married? House in Malibu? Okay, cool. I have a cat. Do you like cats? Meow. Totally.
Until he pulled that dick out and you're like...
Oh, he's old. He's like freaking Hugh Hefner. He's like... I don't think that he's into that.
Into what? Having sex?
I'm pretty sure
like
he is.
99.
When my grandmother... No, when my grandmother got dementia and I had to go visit her in the hospital... Oh, I have never experienced old people like that. I was like, they was on seven, like they was slapping asses. I was like, did he just touch my grandmother? Like,
and your grandmother was like, ew.
No, and she was all into it. I was like... I've Grandma. Never seen that fact on that other side. Like, honey, when they get that age, because they're like, we only got a couple more years left.
Yeah, or a couple of more months, or a couple of more days, or an hour.
Pop one of them pills and be good, good to go.
Right. So, talking about good to go, are you here for these extra long weaves? Cardi B sporting it. Kim Kardashian was the first one. Well, actually, Cher was the first one to do it. Kim, don't think that you originated nothing. Don't think that you did. Just like them boxer braids, bitch, them cornrows. Don't make me come knock them out your head. Anyway, I digress. So Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, and it's literally like down to your ankles.
No. Yeah, I mean, look, Cher to me did it when she did it, and it was cute. It went with the outfit she was wearing. When I saw Nicki Minaj, and it looked like, girl, you need to trim the ends of those. That looks crazy.
I like it. I mean, if there's nothing wrong with it, just don't trip down the stairs or anything. But like. It's not supposed to be functional. It's just like, look at me.
Like I'm an accessory that much more. To like an award show or something.
Yeah, like, but it's Tuesday and you just felt like...
Yeah, it's
like,
not an everyday thing. Like, it's for the music video. I think Nicki was wearing it for her music video. Yeah.
I guess. I'm not...
Well, I liked them braided up. It was cute.
Was it like
the long fishtail or whatever?
Yeah, she did like a little, That was cute. But like, when I seen it like just loose, like it was just kind of, I don't know, when I saw the ends of them, I was like...
I'm like, does it? How do you use the like? What do? You ball it sex. Up to use the bathroom or
like? Because I mean, if you really sat like, it's just dragging.
It's gonna be, and then it's like on the floor. I'm not here for. I mean, it's cute. I like actually Kim Kardashian's the best because it's a decent length. Like I think it goes like to the bottom of her fake butt.
That's a long way
down. It's been cold in LA, so she's warm.
All right.
I'm going to rally exit. I'm not here for it, really.
I'm going to rally exit, too. Hmm. Except for Cher. Cher did that.
Oh, Cher's everything.
I haven't seen a picture of Cher doing it. I just like,
I mean, like back, in
back in the day. Oh, back in the day. When I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Gypsy chops and trees. Hear about the people on time. Remix. More bouncing than motherfucking
hell. More bouncing than motherfucking hell. Bounce. Iggy, come on into the studio.
Go ahead, bitch. You better hit that Billboard chart.
Right. You know
that's why that is.
This even goes to say with Nicki Minaj making so many of these hit records and everyone's buying them. Bounce. That's my response to that. Because, yes, this song is going to get a lot of play, and it's going to make a lot of coins. But what is it really saying? It's not real music. It's just catchy, and it's something to dance to.
But it was smart of her because it's like Iggy had that thing where it was like everyone was kind of like hating her because there was all these racial things going on in the world. And so she came out with something that is very like... Here, just general, just
it's
shake
just
your
music,
ass.
Just music.
I ain't making no political statement. Just dance. I ain't even gonna say much. All I'm gonna say is, Mo bounce in the motherfucking house. You can't have a problem with me saying, Mo bounce in the motherfucking house.
It's like
so
one
I'm saying,
set of instructions, you know exactly what to do.
Hilarious.
Appropriation. Or appreciation.
Appreciation. I don't like that. Yeah, I gotta bring that back, like, back to Ohio with me. Like, it's not appropriation, it's appreciation.
Can I are you gonna shout me out, Jesse, for that being my idea? Jesse was like, yes, and then gonna give it to him.
Girl, I'm not giving up. We tired having a conversation. It's like she patent pended something. Like,
did not.
Girl.
Yeah. Bounce. Anytime we get into an argument, we're just gonna stop and like,
right, but
bounce,
we need to actually bounce, stop before bounce. She sue us for copyright infringement.
Well,
yeah, we've said it one too many times. Just one too many.
We did?
Yes, I was keeping count.
I wish you would, Iggy. My brother's a lawyer.
Oh.
Do it. Do what I dare y'all. Are you hungry, Iggy? Because we got some Blue Apron for you.
Hey. All right. So y'all know every week we talking to you about the Blue Apron. And I have to tell you, Ashley gave me one of hers, and it was delicious. I did the coconut shrimp curry. Well, so Blue Apron, the coolest part about it is all of their ingredients are super fresh, and that's really important nowadays because you don't really know where you'd be getting some of your ingredients from when you go to the supermarket. But with Blue Apron, you're going to make sure, they're going to make sure that you get every single ingredient that you need super fresh, to the right size, too. Like, they ain't going to give you extra. It's like step-by-step instructions as far as putting this together. The seafood is my favorite part because I'm always scared about, like, is the seafood... wild cod? Is it farm raised? But the seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. Beef, chicken, and pork come from responsibly raised animals, and produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming.
And if y'all don't care about that, you should care about that. Mm-hmm. Don't let them poison you, honey. And I'm talking about the government. Did you watch American Crime last week? They touched on that a little bit. It's interesting. Yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, like, not only paying attention about food, but a lot of people are eating out. And the best part about this is they make it so simple that you can cook at home. And I did it with my roommates, and it was, like, really fun. It brought us all together, and we were just talking and laughing. And then we got to taste it. And so some of the things that they have is, like, salmon piccata with orzo and broccoli. Pork, look, it hit mouth watering.
Oh, yeah.
Hit mouth watering.
Vegetable chili and baked sweet potatoes with crispy tortilla chips. And then this is the one I had, spicy shrimp, coconut curry with cabbage and rice.
Like, well, I thought this was cat food or something.
Cat food?
Yeah, but you're making it sound very appeasing.
Oh, it's delicious.
It is so good, and it's packaged so beautifully. And my thing, I was really worried
and
about...
And you get cards with each one of
you
them.
You do. You get cards with each one of them that tells you, exactly... I'm so excited, I can't even speak. You know? They tell you exactly what to do and how to prepare, and it only takes, like, 15-minute prep time, depending on what meal it is, and what it's packaged to perfection, meaning I was scared that when I got home... It was going. My food was going to be ruined, and it wasn't going to be cold enough. But they literally package it so magnificently. My ish was still frozen by the time I got home.
Hey,
I said, "Yes, Lord, won't you do it?"
And even better than everything that we're talking about is that it's affordable. For less than $10 a person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. And the best part about all of this is you guys can check out this week's menu and get your first three meals for free.
Three meals.
Free shipping by going to blueapron.com/realitycheck. You'll love how good it feels, tastes, and to create an incredibly home-cooked meal. You know what I mean? You ain't got to follow no Facebook instructions, nothing. It's all right there. And for three free meals, blueapron.com/realitycheck.
And when you do that, let us know how you love
yes,
it.
And hashtag
BHL reality chooser.
Hey.
Before we go, I would like to reality check this. It's interesting. So Tommy Lauren has been banned permanently from the Blaze. I'm so sad. I'm so happy that this heifer is off air, but you know, she probably going to pop up somewhere out the weeds. Somebody going to pick her up. I mean, she's a white blonde lady.
I mean,
How hard is it for her? For
what she's doing, she is intelligent in the sense for her side. And they're doing this because she went on The View.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
She's pro-choice.
I kind of... Watching her on The View and seeing her with all them liberals, I was like...
No, there's one conservative on the panel.
But she's not that conservative.
Mm,
I like Jedidiah.
I don't know.
I like her. I didn't like Paula, the other one that was right before her that used to sit in her seat.
No, we're talking about currently.
I like her, though, because she's pretty
facts. Who sits on the end?
Yeah, she's pretty facts. And, like, if Trump does something stupid, like, she'll be like, yeah, he's a fucking idiot. Like, I like her, but the other Paula girl, But Paula was there for Tommy, and that's how Tommy came on the show. And you could tell Tommy was scared that all these girls were going to jump on her. But they didn't, and I was actually kind of... interested to see her in that territory because she did change her... Not that she changed her views, but she was open to certain conversations, and we've never seen her like that before because she is on her own show on that network, and it's kind of like you have to be this point all the time, so we never get to see that other side. So I was happy. I think it's shady that she can't go on the show, actually, because just because you represent one thing but you have some different opinions, like... I don't know. Like.
But, honey, you should have been sharing these opinions from day one.
Honey, there's contracts.
Well, obviously. Well,
but not no more.
Good luck in the unemployment line.
I'm all bouncing the motherfucking house.
Bounce. Ooh, I done remixed it. Bounce. Do you go, Nikki? Take that. Didn't you know everything else is written for you?
Ooh.
Well, hashtag BHL reality check. Let us know what you're thinking. Everyone can find me at Ashley Gray TV. Where can everyone find you?
I'm Two Eyes on Twitter.
Boom, DJ Jesse J.
Boom, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram it, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Black Hollywood defined.
Girl, it's Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.